don't panic, fellas. I'm Steve Ripper. God bless America. This is the Steve Ripper Show for Wednesday, October the 28th, 2020. Good to have you here. Thank you for stopping in. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, record-setting COVID numbers are just not getting the kind of attention some would like at some of the mainstream media outlets. In fact, it's like Democrats are jumping up and down and stomping their feet trying to get attention. It's just not working anymore. Like maybe everybody's just sick of it. Number two, could Joe Biden's comments on fracking and fossil fuels be the death knell of his campaign? Brand new polling from Pennsylvania indicates voters fleeing from the Biden-Harris ticket. In fact, new polling showing the president leading by 3 points in the Keystone State. And number one, the Trump rally train keeps rolling through city after city. I spent time with the revelers in Lansing, Michigan yesterday. Found a whole bunch of young folks and minorities that turned out saying they're absolutely turning out to vote for President Trump. Now, that's something you're not hearing from the mainstream media and others. Certainly not. But there's a huge contingency of young people, 18 to 29, that are lined up behind this president, ready to support him, ready to vote for him, ready to see him have four more years. Right now, by the way, I want to share with you some of the polling. There was a poll out of Pennsylvania showing the president leading by three, another new poll yesterday showing him up by one. In the U.S. Senate race in North Carolina, Tom Tillis now leading Cal Cunningham by a point and a half. That's important and big. In North Carolina, they're also showing Trump up by three. This is a Trafalgar poll I'm referring to here, up by three in North Carolina. These are all incredibly important states. And the Trafalgar group, the most accurate in 2016 and 2018 when it came to critical races. When it came to critical races, Trafalgar picked Michigan, picked Pennsylvania to go for Trump in 16. He picked DeSantis to win the governorship in Florida, among other examples. So it's a smaller polling company out of Atlanta. They have proprietary ways that they get their answers, and apparently it seems to work. Now, my answers come from a more organic source, and that's you, the people I talk to, the people I interact with. And so yesterday, I have to say that it was a remarkable gathering at the airport in Lansing. It was one of several stops for the president yesterday as he continues to do rally after rally. I know that he went on to Wisconsin, then Omaha, Nebraska after his stop in Lansing. But for me, it was remarkable. I haven't been to a rally in a very long time. And the number of people that turned out and stood in the rain, 37, 38 degrees, rain that turned to snow, by the way, for a good period of time. It was just a raw, rotten day. The weather was dismal, to say the least. And these people were fired up, enthusiastic, happy to be there. Couldn't have been more happy. Celebrating the president. Now, he was supposed to speak at 2. Air Force One came out of the clouds about 2:30 and sat down. And the place went wild. I mean, think about it. How many people actually see Air Force One in their lifetime ever? The place went wild. And the president came out and gave his comments, predictable enough, but more positive than negative. Of course, he takes shots at Joe Biden, but it's about how we're going to do better going forward, how you build the economy, how you create good things, and the young people. I spoke to several along the way. I want you to hear these voices as well. Joe Haney came, first-time voter, was too young to vote the last time. He's a first-time voter and a Trump supporter, bite number 10. Go.
First time voter.
First time, yes.
Voting for Donald Trump. Why?
Because, first of all, the wall needs to be built. We have all these coyotes bringing in illegal immigrants along with drug problems to the country. I think that needs to be a major issue that needs to be addressed, and he's doing the best to address that. Also, tax hikes. Biden's going to freaking raise our taxes by a ton, and I don't want that. My dad's a proud business owner. He doesn't want that. I support his business. We want our taxes to stay the same. We want the Trump tax cut.
We want the Trump tax cuts. We want to be able to survive in business. My dad's a proud business owner. Samuel Salah drove up from Southfield with a group of friends. Another young man voting for the first time. It's bite number 12, by the way. And he said it's not just about his friends and young people. It's about his family and how he's in America to begin with. That's why he's supporting Donald Trump. Bite number 12. Go.
First-time Trump voter.
Yes, I am.
Why?
I'm a first-time Trump supporter because I support President Donald Trump. I think he's probably the greatest president we ever had. He made his promises, and he kept them. He has an America First agenda, and I support that 100%. My grandfather came to this country for a reason, and he came for this is the land of opportunity to work hard. Socialism doesn't work here.
Socialism doesn't work here. My grandfather came to this country, worked hard, made something of himself. And I'm here because my grandfather came to America to work hard to pursue the American dream. You see, the American dream lives in people's hearts and minds, not just here, but around the world. Sam understood that. Socialism doesn't work here. Sam understood that as well. And I'm glad he did. Because there are a whole host of young people just like him making their way in. And then I found Kaylin. Kaylin voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. She was a Bernie bro. She was on the Bernie train, a Bernie Sanders supporter, and supported Hillary in 2016. And then something happened. The Trump presidency happened. And Kaylin had a whole new view of the world, watching what Donald Trump was doing and the people he was helping and the difference he was making. Bite 11. Go.
All right, so you voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016, and here you are at a Trump rally voting for Donald Trump. What changed?
Because his actions speak louder than his words. Like, what he has done has made America better than it was before. The First Step Act, he's getting people out of jail who don't belong there, and Kamala Harris is, and Joe Biden have locked people up because he had the 94 crime bill, didn't fix it, and there's so many more reasons.
And for those of you that can see the video, for those of you that are joining us on television today, you could see the people in the background, all ages, all races, all sizes, all colors. But the number of young people, the number of young people filing through, that to me was remarkable. The number of young people coming to these rallies is remarkable. And they do stats at every one of these rallies, by the way. They look at the stats at all these rallies and figure out how many people are Republicans, how many are registered as Democrats, how many independents, how many didn't vote before. That number has been running at 25% or better. People that didn't vote at all. The number of Democrats at 20% and better at many of these rallies. So you're looking at a group of 50% or close to it at these rallies that never voted before or are registered Democrats. That's a dramatic and telling item to me. You can't tell me when Joe Biden's getting literally 24 people or less at a rally that there's excitement for the candidate. These people were not there because they hate Joe Biden. Those people were there because they love the president and want to see him get reelected. That's why they're there, period. All right, PatriotFoods.com. If you haven't heard about PatriotFoods.com, you need to hear about it. It's an American company, U.S. produce only, American-grown produce, shipped to your doorstep free of charge anywhere in America. You're supporting American farmers. Fresh and frozen produce for your dinner table tonight. It'll be delivered free of charge anywhere in America, like I mentioned. And every time there's a sale at PatriotFoods.com, there's a donation made to a military family in need. You can't beat this. And if you haven't tried PatriotFoods.com, do it today. Help an American farmer and an American military family with one stop. PatriotFoods.com. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC.